Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. And for tonight's program, we have Dr. Catherine May, our host and channel. And tonight we have someone very special joining us, Omara, Prime Creator. And we are thrilled to have her with us tonight. This is Meg Davis, your co-host, calling in from the greater Atlanta area in Georgia. And our host, Catherine, is calling in from her home in High Falls, New York. Good evening, Catherine. And you must
Hi.
Share with us.
You
must
and
share
I...
with us the inspiration for that beautiful song.
Oh, yes. But I didn't play it all. I made a mistake. I turned it off by mistake.
We might have to have that again at the end for us all.
She asked me to play it all the way through, too. Let's see if I can get to the place. I think this is worth hearing. Hang on a minute. I'm sorry, I messed it up here. But let's see if I can bring it back to so you hear the rest of it, which is great fun. Here it comes.
Let me hear you whisper that you love.
This is the fun part. Great ending, huh?
Oh, it's so special. Who was that singing?
Patti Page, and it was recorded in 1949.
Oh, my.
And I remember
now, how
hearing...
How did that come into being?
Oh, you mean how did I get the idea?
Yes.
It's not the usual for our show. Well, Omara said she was coming tonight, and she was telling this story about, you know, I said, well, everybody's curious about all these names, you know, that Prime Creator has a name. And she said, well, of course he has a name. What do you think I'm going to call him? Sweetheart? And she and they were both laughing. And then I heard this song in my head playing. And she said, you know, we really like your music. Of course, we have angels here to listen to as well. But we get a kick out of your music. And she said, this is one of our favorites.
Oh, my goodness. How sweet.
And she said, I want you to play it. And I want you to play it all the way through because the jazzy part changes the song, because first it's like a lover, someone you're really close to, and then the next part you would sing to the children and the animals and the trees and the sunshine, know? So she said, this is a song that expresses what I feel in my heart toward all of you. And then I played it, and I just melted when I heard, she has such a beautiful voice. It's so clear and sweet, you know. So I'll play the whole thing through at the end for people. But it's a love song for all of us. So you can sing it to yourself, you can sing it to your twin flame, you can sing it to your guides and your masters, you can sing it to your child. It's just a wonderful love song. Keep the love light gleaming in your eyes, so true. So
that was nice.
Yeah. So let me make sure we're all. Hang on 1 second here. I have to. Could you say something for me, Meg, so I know if I have my speakerphone
on?
Sure.
Yeah, let's just see if we're
okay.
All
right, we're good now. I have the call-in, the conference call number is working this week. I apologize, last week I couldn't do it because we didn't have internet and I couldn't run the board for the conference call. But this week it's working, it's on. So if people want to, you know, have their phone and walk around with it, the conference number is the best way to do that. And those numbers are on the website and on the Facebook page. I'm not going to bother to tell all that again. All right. So I think that you introduced me in the beginning. So
I just said, hello, Catherine. So we'll maybe elaborate.
Oh, okay. And then I'll tell them about you.
Okay. Yes. So Catherine May, Dr. Catherine May. And her website is whoneedslight.org. And on her wonderful website, she's got access to all the messages going back years with all of the masters, mainly Mother, Father, God, but there's also many others who chime in over the years. And Sananda's new scriptures, beautiful messages from Sananda. And also her book, Who Needs Light, which Mother God calls the Manual for Ascension, and you can find that there as well. And our website is going through many beautiful changes. It's just going to get a new facelift, and it's very special with new pages and new video links, and we've got people linking up Blog Talk with the website, with the messages. We have beautiful Christine, who's scribing these beautiful Blog Talk calls into writing so people can read them, which is amazing. So lots of fun things going on. And then we also have our Facebook page, Who Needs Healing for Ascension Tour, run by Gabriella and our amazing admin team of light workers, and also a personal Facebook page, Healing for Ascension Tour Group, for everyone who would like to get to know each other more. I think we're 12,000 plus members.
It's over 13 now.
Maybe 13, yes.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Lots
growing
of
very fast.
Those people. Oh, it's amazing. So there we share our personal journeys. It's not a Facebook page to post different things. We really come together to share our own journeys and support and celebrate what we're experiencing, and find people in your neighborhood and talk about the messages, talk about the book. We have a great thought for the day where different members bring pieces from all of the works from Catherine, some from the book, some from the messages from the masters, some from new scriptures, some from the recent messages. Catherine, how many weeks has it been that they have asked you to take a message every day until the RV? That's got to be over 2 months now.
Yeah, it is. I can't remember when I started. It was August. I should look that up.
It has been at least 2 months, yeah.
It was the beginning of August. It might have even been July. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I don't know if they really knew what, maybe they knew what they were asking. Well, it was, of course they knew what they were asking, but but that just is a long time. And, you know, Catherine, do you mind if I ask you a question? I've never asked you this, but, you know, these messages come out every day, and some of them are quite long. Can you tell me, how long does it take you to do that? Because these are every day. Would you mind sharing a little bit about your messages? Because I'm so curious, and maybe there's other people who are curious, too, about these messages and how you come about to share them with us.
Well, you'll probably be amused because we were laughing earlier today about your writing a manual, and I'm going to tell people about that, too, and how it's taking you so much longer than you expected. Well,
it is.
The message is usually 5 or 6 hours.
Wow.
The way I do it is a little different, I think, from the way other people channel. I'm not taking dictation, but I'm like the scribe. So it's a sort of collaborative effort. They give me the information, and I, you know, write it down sentence by sentence. But sometimes we get to a point and we'll say, what's the perfect word for here? And I go to the thesaurus and look it up, and we look down the list, and we go, oh, yes, resilience, that's the perfect word. So then I put in the word that they want. And sometimes we'll get to the end of a paragraph, and they'll say, well, I want you to add something. And we go back and add something. And then we go on to the next paragraph. So it's a whole sort of weighing it, looking at it, seeing if it fits. And then they sometimes ask me to just keep going, you know, just add more. So the ideas and the design of it is always, they give me that. But the writing part, we collaborate. So they want it to always, you know, when people speak, even when the masters speak, they don't speak in perfect sentences necessarily. It doesn't come out like a written statement. And they prefer it to be like, you know, they want it to be an article. So each one is an article. And they shape it in such a way that you can tell. They start in one place and they come around and it makes a perfect circle. So they have the design. They know what it is they want to say. And I often don't, you know, until we get there. But it's really a kind of collaborative writing effort to make it a written piece as opposed to just writing down what someone's saying.
That is really interesting. Sometimes I think we take for granted, but we just don't know. We just get these gorgeous messages and they're so perfect and the punctuation's perfect and it all wraps together in this gorgeous spiral, and it's nice to hear what goes on. 6 hours a day. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, by the time I get it all written and posted.
And posted and
sent out.
Amazing. And then it's, yeah.
So, of course, you know, we're increasingly grateful for people who are sending donations. I wanted to thank people again. And in case I missed you and didn't get to say thank you, I want to tell people how much I appreciate it. So I try to respond.
This is, I think I just go to another depth of understanding about the, and just how grateful we are for this. I mean, these people are commenting on these messages are just so long, and the calls that we get afterwards on the email with how grateful we are for these messages. It really is, you're doing, and I know you're very grateful to be able to do it, but that's a lot of time. So let's just think about this when we're celebrating how grateful we are. And
thank you.
If the RV happens tomorrow, that's wonderful. But let's also support and celebrate how much work is going into this and how you physically couldn't even go out and have a different form of work, even if you wanted to, which you don't, because this is taking up all your time. So thank you, Catherine. And let's all just, you know, think about that when we're celebrating these messages and if we have a way to be able to be grateful and donate to the beautiful cause. So thank you, Catherine.
Thanks, Meg. And now I'm going to introduce Meg as who she really is. Besides this wonderful co-host who just has such a knack for hitting the nail on the head. And you'll, all of you, if you're new, you'll see that happening as we go along. Meg Davis is also an acupuncturist, a nutritionist, and a wonderful expert in and a resource in alternative healing and methods for healing. So based mostly around the Chinese medicine model, right, and nutrition.
Yeah.
But Meg has offered her help to so many people now because of the healing shows we've been doing, and people are calling Meg at her and contacting her through her Facebook page, which is
Wisdom Within hyphen
Within.
Meg Davis.
Hyphen Meg Davis, right. Wisdom Within. So when they contact Meg, if people have a particular difficulty or something we haven't covered or something we have covered and they want some more detail, Meg will talk with you about it. She will communicate with you. She'll try and help you. And so now Meg has another part-time job, and that is helping people with their healing. And we are so lucky to have Meg as a resource because she's just brilliant and she can really help you to tailor what she's so good at, which is to come up with a wonderful nutrition and health plan. Health plan, really, not just nutrition, but health. And Meg is working on a manual. What did you call it? For ascension? Eating for ascension?
Eating for ascension.
I love it. So Meg was saying earlier, I thought I was just going to write this out and, you know, post it. And now you've got three of you working on it for days and days on end. And I said, now you know why it took me 30 years to write a book.
Oh, that was so funny. I'm like, yes, just 18 pages. You're like, is that all? I have to do a book in this collaborative method. Oh, my goodness.
But it'll
but
come
more
out.
Than three people giving their 2 cents to you as well.
Yeah. It'll be really good when you're finished, though. It's going to be brilliant. And simple and direct, it'll be such a help to people. And I know, I can't wait to read it. And there are so many other people. We're going to have it posted everywhere. We'll have it on the website. We'll have it posted on Facebook right away. So, you know, we're going to start a new page on the website that will be all our healing and health help. So we'll come up with a title for that that'll be clear to people what's there.
Yeah.
So that's coming. And we're having more and more. Christine is transcribing these calls.
Yeah.
And the ones on Sunday with Sananda, where we together did our talk about nutrition and healing and so on, and each time it has been something different. So she's transcribing all.
Interesting, Catherine, as you're saying all of these things, we have transcribing messages from the Blog Talk call with Christine, We've got Eleonora and her amazing daughters who are producing these amazing little mini movies before your blog talk calls. And for the nutrition, we've got Cliff, who is giving us, taking out our nutrition and healing piece in an MP3 so people can listen to it separately.
Oh,
Eleonora
great.
And her family are putting together these movies in front of it, and we're transcribing those. Christina's transcribing those in addition. So it is such a group. And what I was chatting with Catherine about today, to all of these beautiful listeners who are with us and our family, is, and our beautiful archive listeners, these, it's like we're playing the group consciousness model higher and higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are aware of it, I send things to Eleonora. She changes it. It goes through her cells. It comes out imbued with her higher self and her consciousness. It goes to Christine, imbued, her guides help. She gets activated, and her resonance comes in back to me. And it's like a spiral staircase. It feels just higher and higher. And then all the guides who are here and all the helpers who are doing that. And I'll think I'll have it done. I'll go to the kitchen. I'm getting something to drink, and I'll hear, and I'll have the idea, oh, I have to add that. And I run back, add that, and I'm taking a shower. Oh, what about that? And so they're adding more information in. So
that sounds very familiar.
Yes. And
now go back and rewrite and include poetry,
and make it rhyme. Like you had already done all those poems, and then they said, go back and make it rhyme.
Yeah.
In your, and... But what's so fascinating is that we're all experiencing this. All of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. And the whole world is experiencing this as we come into group projects. And I see everybody doing this with greater and greater excitement. And I'll be honest, I had a little moment. It was quick. I caught it. But it was a little moment of frustration that, oh my gosh, I really wanted this quicker. And I went, really, Meg? You wanted it quicker and forego the consciousness that is rising the vibrations of this piece of work? Oh, that was a very fast thought. It was interesting how, as we do things in group, those old dark thoughts melt away. That meant you do it alone and you're in control, just melt away. And for the beauty of this other thing that's created with collaborative effort. So as we all join in our own projects, wherever we are, at work and with further ascension work and after the RV, we're going to be just huge projects all together. We're all going to be feeling this. It's very special.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's mm-hmm. so much fun to collaborate with other people doing these kind of things. It's just
mm-hmm.
exciting. And we didn't even mention, I need to thank the people who are doing translations into different languages. That is really a lot of work, too. And there are people who are, just contributing. They contact me and say, I'd like to translate it into Serbian. Can you, and I call up the masters, and they send me a sample, and I call up the master whose work it is, and they say, mm-hmm. And there was one that they caught and said, nope, can't take that because it's somebody used an automatic translator for part of it. So, it has to be from the heart, and they know when it's good. Get a kick out of Sananda. Here we have one here in Japanese. How's this? And he reads it and goes, yeah, that's great. And then we have another one in Serbian or in Dutch. And he reads a couple of pages and he says, mm-hmm.
Oh,
they read.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
3,500 languages. I don't know how they do that, but I would just pull it up on the screen and say, what do you think, Sananda? And he'd read it and go, uh-huh, it's terrific. So, osmosis, I guess.
That's funny.
So, there are a whole lot of people and a whole lot of different people's energy going into keeping this ship moving.
Yeah. Yes, and how fun. And I just have to mention again how many comments we got from the Sunday call with Diane Mars meditation.
It just keeps growing
and growing. And people were really inspired. And she posted again the amazing journey that she went through to be able to just come and share this with us as people are. It was a very, very special message, which she said, you know, before I would have just turned my head away and said no and just let fear have it. I will not come on the air that is not me. And she sunk deeper into it and said, you know what, this is service. This is what it means to be of service, and if I'm asked, it must be meant for me to do this. And she came forward, and it was wonderful.
If you have not listened
to the Sunday call, everybody, it was just beautiful. And people were so inspired, they're taking the meditations and running with it and just sort of doing it in all kinds of creative ways. And so this is part of that, everybody rising and sharing and coming forward with their piece. It's so beautiful, and then it creates this, I think one of your messages was so beautiful. It said, a song without your individual note, there could be no song. Oh, who did that? I think it was Portia. It was beautiful. And here we're all playing our pieces for the orchestra, for the song. It's lovely. So thank you, everyone, who are, in your own way that we may never even know about, adding to the song.
Right. And the Facebook page is fascinating these days. The group page, people are posting these beautiful thoughts for the day that come so from their hearts. And I am just so impressed at how many good writers we have. Just so many talented people creating a beautiful piece of writing. And they've taken pieces of all different things, channelings and bits from the book and so on, like you said, but they're just fascinating to read. So I really recommend it to anyone who wants to just come and see these wonderful things that are being produced every day. And everyone learns from it. I mean, the comments after people post these things are just, wow, I can really use that. That applies to me. You know, so many people are just saying, yes, I needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So the recent messages have been interesting that way. It's, you know, felt comfortable to me because it's the work that I've always done. But Prime Creator really boiled it down to the essence of what we need to be able to do in order to change. So I think it was reading those was a great relief to people, you know, to know that you don't have to disapprove of yourself and you're not looking for what's wrong with you. You're just looking to change things that you don't want to keep. So there's no ego involved. There's no reason to feel bad about it if you find something in yourself that you don't like. You just change it. So, it's been quite a week. Just the last week, I've felt this tremendous rise in the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous energy.
It really has.
Forward, just beautiful, beautiful things happening. So, I can't wait to hear what we we're going to hear tonight and see
where
we're going to take it from here. But I think the excitement just keeps rising. It's just getting more and more fun.
Yes, it is.
So I know everybody is just hanging on their, you know, by their fingernails waiting for the RV, but including us, of course. But I wouldn't have traded these days for anything. It's just been wonderful. That all the revelations and all the learning process that's been going on, it's just fascinating to see people growing so fast. So I wouldn't have traded this time. It feels like waiting, but it's really flying.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we're going to hear from Omara. And I think people might have, people who've heard the last channelings and read the last ones, know that Omara is O'Hara's twin flame, and together they are Prime Creator. So she might explain some of that tonight. Somebody asked today, or in some one of the emails, somebody said, I don't understand this. How can there be male and female creator? You know, I thought it was all one. And I said, yeah, that's what I thought too, but well, maybe she'll explain that. Among other things.
Oh, we're so looking forward to it. I don't know. This is a first, right? The first time that it's been a verbal call, right? Yes. So this is very exciting.
Yeah, all this has happened in like the last week.
Yeah.
That we've been hearing. For a while we had Prime Creator, you know. And then he said, oh yeah, by the way, my name is O'Hara. And then people wrote and said, what? Prime Creator has a name? So yes. It's sweetheart.
I think that will change my entire meditation, Catherine.
Well, anyway, that's what Omara said. You can feel them getting closer to us, too. Each week, it's a little more intimate, a little closer. And each week when I've channeled Sananda, it's, you know, and lately it's, he's right here next to my face, you know. So they're closer and closer. I guess that's what they mean by the veil lifting.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice way to put it.
So, but their way of addressing us has changed. They're much more human, you know. Maybe we're raising our level, actually. We're much more gods than goddesses.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
All right, so let's see what Omara has to say.
Well, okay, Catherine, this will be fun.
I've never channeled her before, so I'm going to take a minute to just let her, I'm going to, you know, step aside and let her get used to being present here.
Yes. And we'll just give you a few minutes just to center and tune your vibrations to our wonderful guest tonight, Omara, Prime Creator. Welcome to our family.
Oh, what a lovely greeting, dear. Thank you.
Yes,
we are family. Of course we are. We usually present it as the other way around, that you are our family. But how lovely that you've seen that we are your family. That does bring us closer, doesn't it? I'm very honored to be considered part of your family. Well, this is the first time I've talked to you here. I might say it's the first time that you know that it's I who is talking to you here. I talk to all of you all the time. You may not hear my voice, but I'll bet you feel my presence. We have been very involved in your lives, and O'Hara has told you we have incarnated on planet Earth. When we do, it's usually a project, as you call it, a combination of souls. You know there are many more of those than you know. There are many people now here who are carrying more than one soul aspect, sometimes many. It's a good way of spreading ourselves around, you know. We like to share. You were talking about collaborating. We collaborate on everything. We collaborate on our incarnations. We have several friends along with us. It's much more fun that way. And many people, when they are the body that we're sharing, don't realize, in their human consciousness, don't realize that there are several of us. We make a point of being very united in our thoughts and our feelings, so you wouldn't get the feeling that you're schizophrenic because there's so many of us around, because we all agree with one another. We think not alike, it's almost more like we think with the same mind. You've asked a lot of you about what twin flames are and what does it mean to be a twin flame? Well, being a twin flame is being not separated, not two separate entities coming together, but two entities that were one originally. And so when you go off to do your incarnations and live many lives, you learn. You learn especially to be a soul who is unique and separate. You learn to love. You learn resilience. That is a nice word, isn't it? You learn compassion and forgiveness. And the lessons on planet Earth are among the hardest in all the universe, because it challenges you so deeply and is likely to shake you and throw you off balance. And so you're always being tested to get back to yourself. And when you truly get back to yourself, you get back to God. And you feel the connection. When you begin to feel that connection to others and to those that are at present in the spirit world, and you feel their presence, you're beginning to realize that you are part of something that is much greater than just yourself. That's one of the later phases, when you're truly comfortable being separate. That's when you can join as one. And when you meet your twin flame, it is something like the most intense attraction you've ever felt, and the most comfortable, because you think alike, you feel the same way, and certainly you laugh at the same jokes. It's not so different from what you think of as a wonderful relationship. Not that you're exactly identical. That's the fun of being in two separate bodies, isn't it? The feeling that you're so inseparable and yet separate. It is a very interesting and intricate feeling, isn't it? As you raise your vibration, as you meet a twin flame, of course, we have many soul combinations when we incarnate, but when we go back to our greater soul, we are a unique entity, you might say. So, O'Hara and I are one. And yes, we do have names because originally we went through the same process that you are. We had to go through our learning process to be separate and unique, and then to come back together as one. And then we were ready to be creators because we'd learned to be separate and all the feelings that come with that, and to be one. And the comfortable, exhilarating, beautiful feelings that go with that. Now, we've explained to you a bit about creation and what it feels like to create a new soul. It is the most thrilling, exhilarating possibility. And those of you who have truly been in love and have consciously, purposely created a child and looked forward to the birth of that child with wonder and great love and tenderness, then you know how it feels for us. For we are truly one. We feel what you feel. We know what you are experiencing. We have walked in your shoes. Now we tend to walk beside you. You know we're there. Sometimes Creator and I come in our separate identities, as I did tonight. But I am not alone. He is here with me. We can speak as either of our separate identities or as one. Mostly we prefer to speak as one. Once in a while, I will add a little spice. I like to do that. And then O'Hara will laugh. I like to make him laugh. As you do. You love to make your friends laugh, don't you? What could be more wonderful than sharing great laughter with the one you love, the one you share your heart with? We feel that way. That does not change as you raise your vibration. It becomes more so. I love talking about love. I chose that song for you because, you know, here on Earth, people tend to get into a way of thinking about love relationships where they tend to think that a real love relationship is only with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or wife. Well, even that doesn't really work these days, does it? People think that you can be in love until you get married, and then you'll probably learn to hate each other. Well, that's not the way it works with a twin flame. If you've done your work, if you've done the work that we've talked to you about in the last couple of months, all these messages were designed to help carry you. We walked beside you as you climbed these stairs. And there are some of you who have read every message. And with each one, you looked deeply into yourself and followed the guidance that we gave you. We pointed out something to you, and you went to work with it. And then the next day, we gave you another project. And you took it seriously. You used it well. We know how hard it is. We know what it takes. Given the way you were all raised and the culture you've lived in, as our dear Meg was saying, you have to be right or you feel ashamed. Well, nonsense. It's not about being right. It's about being true to yourself. And being true to yourself is being true to the soul that you are. That's what we really mean by that. And that's why it's so confusing for people, because you look back through your life and you think about all the things you've been taught, and then you try to be true to that. And that's what you think is being true to yourself. That's not it at all. Being true to yourself means you're willing to move beyond what you've been taught, to leave it all behind if necessary. A lot of it was wrong anyway. But now your work is to sort through all of it. Just because your parents taught it to you does not mean it's right. Just because your religion taught it doesn't mean it's right. Just because your teachers drummed it into your head does not mean it's right. There have been standards that were set up in your culture that people call morality. In fact, most of it has nothing to do with morality at all. It's just prejudices and crazy rules that were made up mostly to suppress and discourage and undermine all of you, to undermine your freedom, your creativity, your exuberance, your free reign on what you're going to think and what you're going to believe and how you're going to live your life. First, you begin to experiment as a teenager. And you decide, oh, all right, I'm going to live my own life. I'm going to do the opposite of what my parents want. Well, of course, that's not thinking for yourself, is it? It's just doing the opposite of the law they gave you. Has nothing to do with originality or being yourself. If everyone else has short hair, I'm going to have long hair, and that will be who I am. Well, that doesn't prove anything, does it? It's just being the opposite of what everybody else is doing. And then you're encouraged to think that that's really rebellion. Well, how convenient for those in charge, because anything then that you try to do in the form of rebellion will probably get you in trouble. And that's precisely what they're hoping. Get everybody who has any originality or any spunk into hot water, and then they have to be distracted and constantly defending themselves and having to work hard to justify what they do. And then they have to believe that what they're doing makes some sense, even if it doesn't. And there you go. One more light worker in jail or in juvenile custody. Or it was a terrible, terrible plan. And all designed to crush the originality, the creativity, the real energy, the spark that is your soul. We don't have rules in higher dimensions because souls who are highly developed don't need any rules. They don't think about right or wrong. They just do the right thing. They don't have to debate about it, whether it would be hurtful to others or whether it would be dangerous. No, when we have our discussions about the way the universe is going, we always try to think about what will create the greatest good. You have lots of expressions like that have to do with creativity, like birthing an idea, creating, of course. All of that is about expansion. You've heard that the universe is expanding. It is expanding in the energy of love. And the energy of love, in its essence, contains creativity, giving birth, being original. It is a wonderful, exhilarating, thrilling process. It is in your nature to swim in that sea, to feel the sense of glory, glory that comes with true expression of the love that is unique to you, because each one of you, each soul, is unique. We would not have created billions of souls like cookie cutters. Each one of you is precious. Each one of you has a different signature in your soul. It is thrilling, isn't it? It's thrilling to look out across the universes and see the variety, the wonder. Each being, each consciousness contributes something unique, and yet we are all one. All from the same source, the same energy that we call one, every one of us carries that signature as well. And so we are perfectly one, and we are also perfectly unique. Hold that in your heart. Keep that feeling, that knowing that you, beloved ones, each one of you, is a unique and precious and wonderful creation, and there is no other exactly like you. And when you were the beginning spark of a new soul, when you divided to create the male and female parts of your soul, which, by the way, do not determine what your body will be when you incarnate. Both can incarnate as male or female, because it's important to have both experiences. And when you reunite as one, you are not either female or male, you are both and neither. Of course, that's not an idea that is easy for the human mind to understand. But I tell you this to give you a wider view so that you can open your mind. There are so many things to learn. We are all learning. All of us. We're rising together. As you learn and share with one another what you've learned, what an exhilarating process that is. And how you speed the way for each other when you do that. It is truly a gift to share with others what you've struggled with and what you've found that helps you. It's very exhilarating. And there's a big difference, you know, between complaining and offering to others an example of something that you struggled with and are overcoming, something you've found a new way to look at, or a way that you've found to manage yourself that helps you. That is so valuable for others to know, because of course everyone shares the same kinds of struggles. You are made in a very similar way to one another. You know, there are lots of myths still rampant on Earth that different races have something that is truly separate and different about them. Well, of course they don't. You are all made in the image of human, which is, of course, in the image that we wished for you to have. Let me try to give you a little bit of an explanation. You know, lots of people say, well, Creator decided to spit out some of these races of beings just because they wanted to feel it. Oh, my dear ones, it's much more complicated than that. If you've been a parent, you know that having a child is not just so you can experience what it's like to have a child, and hopefully none of you are looking forward to living completely vicariously through your children. This is not what we intended. We revel in seeing your originality, in seeing you come up with new ways to create, new concepts, new ideas, a painting is a wonderful thing. You were talking earlier about writing. A beautiful sentence is a wonderful thing, a wonderful creation, something that you can be good at, something that you can create. Create a beautiful sentence and say it to someone you love. You will make the world a brighter place. It's as simple as that. Work on one lovely dance step. And then add another one and another. Play a beautiful note on your instrument. One beautiful note. And let yourself be carried away with it. And if you write a song, write every word. And make sure that every word comes from your heart. That, beloved ones, is art. The art of being true to the master that you really are. Being careful with what you put out into the world. Making sure that what you create is something that will teach, uplift, that will make the other person feel something new, some revelation, some delight that they hadn't thought of before. That is art. Be an artist. And also be an artist with yourself. Create yourself to be the person you always wanted to be. Do it the way an artist would do. If you take up your brush and you put paint on your canvas, you don't just slap it on and move on. You do a brush stroke. You look at it. Say, no, not quite right. It needs a little more of white over here. It's a little more color here. And little by little, you perfect it. Now, I'm not suggesting that there is any such thing as perfection when it comes to being a soul or to being one in a body. Not the kind of perfection you think, because you are already perfect. What you possess within yourselves is perfect. And now, you can improve. You can reach higher. You can color yourself brighter. That is the process of ascension. Not to be more perfect in everything you do, but to be brighter, to be more exactly the way you want. more exuberantly expressive, more spontaneous, more filled with delight about being you. This is perfection, when you reach the point where you are delighted to be you. That is the goal. Now, that should be fun, shouldn't it? This is why we've been giving you these special projects to do with yourself, because we want you to be at peace. We want you to expand, to let your heart fill with love, to be comfortable at being in love. Most of you have been taught being in love is dangerous. You might get hurt. Well, of course, that's nonsense, because the more you feel love, the more you express love, the stronger you become. It is an absolute relationship. The more you love, the stronger you become. Now notice, I didn't say the more you have other people loving you. You may or may not have people all around you loving you, but the more you give out love, the more you will have. It may not come from the people you expect. It may come from a completely different quarter. And if there's no one else around, we will pour love all over you. So you needn't worry that you'll ever be bereft without love. It's impossible. It could not be. The entire universe is made of love. You cannot be unloved and live as a consciousness. It is not possible. Oh, yes, you can pretend you don't feel the love around you. You can always put your fingers in your ears and wear a blindfold and stumble around pretending that you don't notice love all around you. But that doesn't mean it's not there. This is your final challenge, dear ones, to see the love everywhere you look. Everything your eyes rest upon, feel how there was love in that chair that was built for you. How there was love in the house that you live in. Are you adding to that love? For if you do, it will resonate. It will fill the floorboards and the walls and the ceilings and the carpets. Everything will resonate with love. If you generate love, it is a great power you have. A great, great power. It is how we create the universe from love. It's how you create your universe. If you want a beautiful surroundings, create it with love. Do your best, and it will please you. Do your best when you're creating yourself, and it will please you greatly. And we will shine upon you. We will send you blasts of love and blessings, because we celebrate when you do. We know what it feels like to triumph over a difficulty, to take on a challenge and come out the other side. There is nothing more thrilling. You don't have to win every battle. You don't have to achieve anything. You just have to do it beautifully. With real attention and care. And if you do that, everything you touch will turn to love. And that is what I wanted to tell you, how much I love you. How delightful it is to see this exciting, thrilling process happening on beloved Tara. She is gaining in strength, pleased with her progress. So delighted at feeling you awaken. So many of you now sending her love. What a difference it is for her. There were many, many dark years when very few people on the earth even noticed the planet beneath their feet. How that has changed. Of course, there have always been the indigenous people who really carried the weight, who carried the ball for all of you. You have been told recently by Lady Portia that it's time for you to carry the ball. And how you responded to that was delightful. You know what it means. And so many more of you looked around you and said, there's a ball here I'm supposed to be carrying. I think I know what that is. And you began, a little at first, being experimental, reaching out. It is wondrous. It's a delight for us to see. And so I come to you to bring you our love, to tell you we are here with you. And so glad we are. So happy to be going through this with you. I will be back. I'll come talk with you anytime. It is delightful to be here. I am your Omara. Namaste, y'all.
Thank you, Omara. Thank you so much. We could all feel the amazing, passionate love that you have for us. Oh, it just felt so like she was pushing it into our heart, convincing us of the depth, helping us feel it. Oh, it worked. Omara, thank you so much. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Oh, boy, you really just capture it. That's exactly what it felt like to me. Just here it is. Here it is. Come on. Here it is.
Yes. and who doesn't want to hear that the path to ascension is to be a brighter you, a brighter, delighted you? Oh, my gosh. It just made so much sense about why they're helping us clear and dig in every little corner, scrape it out. That's not you. That was a teaching or a teacher or a parent or a book or a magazine or a church or some
anything. Or a movie.
Or a movie or a book, anything.
Mm-hmm.
That tried to push into us something for whatever agenda and dig it out to find this beautiful, delightful you that's the spark of their heart. Oh, that was so beautiful.
That reminded me as you were saying it that I remember when I first started working, a couple who were trying to manage their children, and they had taken a really hard line with them, and they kept saying, "We're trying to instill in them the values that we believe in," and it just gave me the willies. Thinking about a parent trying to instill in their children something that they believed and they wanted their children to believe. And I remember thinking, it was such a lesson for me. It was, well, if you have to work so hard to get them to believe what you're saying, it must not be right. Because children are really good at that. And if you have to fight with them to get them to believe what you believe, then maybe you should be listening to them.
And what she said was so beautiful. She said, you know, we've heard so many times before that one and creator and all of the creation was to experience itself. We've all heard that.
Oh, right.
Creation creates to experience itself. And I get it. I understand that. But what Omara said was, yes, that's true. But also wanting to watch the uniqueness, the ideas, the creativity that is the own unique expression, to watch it, just to watch it.
Right.
One, take it and make it theirs. Oh, that was very sweet. I could see it. Like a parent going, you know, instead of parenting where you're instilling, that was very perfect, to go, oh, what a beautiful, new, creative idea you just had.
Yeah.
I celebrate you. What a different picture than instilling.
Right. Oh, thank you for that. I knew there was another piece to that. Yeah. So we're not instilling, we're celebrating.
Celebrating.
Expanding, yeah.
Curious about your kids, imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who are you, as opposed to this is who you are?
Right. Or this is who you're going to be, or else.
<You know? laughs> Yes. And the kid's like, or else what? I think I'll take that option.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well.
Omara, thank you. That was so beautiful.
Now, I opened the chat room for folks. I need to be reminded of things here. Did we promise people we were going to answer questions? Yes, we
did today, that Wednesdays are usually the format for that. Although, no hands are raised now, but if you want to, we could throw out the question if anybody wanted anything. How are you feeling? Do you feel like that's something you want to do? Or?
Sure, we can do that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got anybody.
Sarah, you know, we've gotten so much information in the last couple of weeks, it's almost hard to think of a question. It's like they've tried to answer everything we could come up with. So,
yes.
I'm not sure.
Just hit one on your keypad and we'll hear that pop up. But it's you, what you said is very true, Catherine. I stopped even coming up, trying to come up with questions. It doesn't even generate anymore. We're just sponges now, just taking in this amazing information, you know.
That's funny, isn't it? Yeah, it's like they're a step ahead of us all the time, just
mm-hmm.
giving us.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that's been happening too. I get every once in a while somebody sends me an email asking me a question, and I just say, "Read the last message,"
mm-hmm.
because it's always there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's not an accident. It's as if they're reading our minds. And they know exactly what we need to know now. How exciting, huh?
It does. That's really interesting to hear, Catherine, because it feels that way. And remember when we were talking before about this feels so human, and we were like, well, maybe we feel more like gods and goddesses. It's almost as if we're getting really good at this, raising our vibrations, coming and asking for connection with our higher selves and our twin flames and our oversouls, and of course then our group consciousness. Now we're all in group consciousness here on this call. And isn't it easier to be able to read group consciousness because we're all up there? And it's interesting, it seems almost like our question is, how do I do me better? How do I continue
right.
to reach for that sparkle, that thing, that aha that is just lights you up, just lights up your heart, and how that comes as a natural process of clearing away the debris. So, I mean, I guess
mm-hmm.
you could think, well, why do they keep talking about clearing debris? Well, it's sort of like a diamond, you know, clearing that out. And then you're like, oh, there you are, under all that programming.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Polishing your own diamond.
Yes. Well,
it's true. A lot of it's all recently been about getting to the bottom of what you need, what each individual needs. So the questions have to be internal.
They're so personal, yeah.
So personal, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see on the Facebook page. That's why these posts are getting so more and more brilliant, is these aha moments keep coming. And one person says their aha, and then that leads to another aha and another sharing. And it just keeps growing as the group consciousness comes, because then all of our needs really actually are the same. Love, be
mm-hmm.
loved, join together. I was just thinking today, was it yesterday? I was so blissed out, I thought, I don't need anything else, I'm so blissed. And I went, and nothing changed. Still no RV yet. I'm still in the same house. I'm still eating the same food. I'm still doing the same job. And I said, what's different that I'm so much more blissed out now than I was even 6 months ago? And it's that, like nothing had to change on the outside.
On the outside.
What's really changing is this inside work they're helping us with that's allowing us to access this bliss.
Right.
It was beautiful. It was like, oh, wow, that's a piece of it.
Yeah, it's lovely. So, all righty. I think we will wrap this up on that beautiful bliss note.
Let's end on bliss.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so this was wonderful. I really loved it. I love your comments, Meg. It just tickles me that you pick out the thing that was just so important to remember. And it really helps me because, you know, I'm just coming out of this sort of bliss state. So I don't really have anything to say. So I really appreciate your contribution.
Well, thank you, Catherine, and thank you, Omara, and all the beautiful listeners tonight. Your energy is just so right there with us. I can just feel you all and the listeners on the archives as well. Thank you.
Mm. It's great. I like what you said about the group consciousness growing. It seems to just be expanding day by day.
Oh, it does. We're just pulling people in. It's really wonderful. We're reading minds. You did that today.
Uh-huh.
I no sooner had a thought, and you emailed me. I'm like, oh, I love this. It's so quicker. So much quicker. I know everybody's feeling that. So
right.
Thank you, Catherine. So much. It's wonderful to meet a new, beautiful part of creation, at least new, just to hear it. Of course, it's not real new. As she said, I've been with you a long time. But,
yeah. Right. Okay, so let's announce Sunday. We have our healing call on Sundays. And last week we didn't have internet, so we couldn't respond to the people who wrote in person. But we will include them this coming week. So people who want to request a special healing, it's interesting too. Those have changed. Almost every week we have a whole bunch of requests for healing for someone they love. It's no longer, I have a problem, I want to be healed. It's so many of them are, please help my friend or my partner or my someone I love, my child.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is. Mm.
So Sunday at 2 Eastern Time, we'll have Sananda and his wonderful healings and the Arcturian. So far as I know, that's what we're going to be doing, going to the Arcturian ship, which I know everyone enjoys because we had done a few other things in the meantime. And people said, when are we going to go back to the Arcturian ship? They all wanted to do that. So that's what we'll do. So see you on Sunday. And we're going to play this song all the way through. So if anybody wants to hear the whole thing, they can.
Oh, super. Good night, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Meg.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love.
This session is no longer being recorded.